Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you tonight on this very important broadcast. So Esther has just joined me. She's up here as well. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're thrilled to have you with us on tonight. It is a very important broadcast after what has taken place over the weekend. Don't be alarmed that we didn't have a show opener. It is coming back. So we're just testing something out tonight because YouTube's being a little temperamental. So don't be alarmed about that. Show opener is coming back. But this is a very important broadcast. We wanted to get right into it. So welcome to those of you jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. Let's see who's here. Oh, I see Georgia, El Paso, Texas. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oklahoma, Ohio, Birmingham, Alabama, Pennsylvania. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see. Virgin Islands. Hello to you in the Virgin Islands who are watching tonight and our international audience that is coming in. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, I see Florida. I see the Smoky Mountains. God bless you. I see Kentucky. Oh, Tennessee, New Mexico, God bless you. Maryland, New Hampshire, and Wyoming, God bless all of you. Denver, Colorado, Queens, New York, Delaware, God bless all of you coming on. Very happy to have you on with us. I see Massachusetts, Hawaii, God bless both of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, Washington State, I see Indianapolis, God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, we'll do a few more here. Let's see who else is coming on tonight. Oh, the chat is going so fast. North Carolina, South Carolina, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight as well. Let's see who else is coming in. Canada. Hello to all our viewers in Canada. We're thrilled that you are watching us tonight. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. California, Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, hugs to the Canadians. Yes, yeah, you can hug your neighbors. That's perfectly fine here. We're perfectly happy with that. Illinois, God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oklahoma, I see. God bless all of you in Oklahoma who watch us. We have a lot of dear friends in Oklahoma as well. Virginia, Utah, God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight as well. Norway, hello to our wonderful viewers in Norway who have come on to be with us tonight. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Panama, hello to you in Panama. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Today is July 13th, 2026. If you could, with this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would be thrilled that you did that. If you could share the broadcast right now, we'd be very, very grateful to you. There is a lot that has transpired in a very, very short window. And we are going to go over all of it prophetically tonight. And so we're going to open up in prayer as we normally do. And then we are going to give this over to the Lord. And then we are going to get into tonight and talking about everything that is unfolding and has transpired in this window, basically from July 9th, maybe a little before that. But there has been this wild events that have been transpiring recently that I don't think is an accident. We're going to get into all of that prophetically. So let's give this over to the Lord. Open up in prayer, and we will get into tonight. Me and Esther. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And Father, we just come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us, Lord, to seek your kingdom first. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord. Equip us to walk in your ways, Father God. Lord, we come before your throne boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, acknowledging the immense sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who came to the earth in the form of a lamb. He was the Pesach lamb. the Passover lamb. He willingly died for our sins. He laid down his life willingly. He was the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Father, we praise you that the stripes of Jesus Christ, that the blood that was shed at Calvary, blotted out ordinances, disarmed principalities and powers, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father. He victoriously rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father forevermore, where he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the name above all names. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, we welcome your presence in. We welcome the weight of your glory in. We welcome the Holy Spirit in to be the counselor, Father God. Lord, we welcome in your holiness, the weight of the conviction of who you are, Father. It is written that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let people feel the fear of the Lord tonight. Let them feel the power of your presence, Father God. Lord, let your power and authority go forth. Father, I ask you, order this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ, that you order our steps, order my words, Father God. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, that in the name of Jesus Christ, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, witchcraft, spell, incantation, dark arts, any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us would be in the name of Jesus Christ now dismantled and destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we put the whole and complete armor of God on us, for it is written, we put the shield of faith up in front of us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities, Father God, to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares that the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to be a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, we ask you to take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most simply just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, and we praise you. We praise you for life. We praise you for the gift of another day, Father God. We praise you that another day means you are still calling our name. Every sunrise is proof that Almighty God is still calling our name, and we answer that call, Father, today in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord. We praise you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that you are the highest judge. You are the righteous judge. You sit on the highest throne and weigh the matters of men and nations within the earth, that out of your courts come rulings of righteousness, come rulings of holiness, Father God. You raise kings up and you bring them low, and we praise you for that tonight, Father. We praise you for who you are. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. We praise you for every blessing you have given us, Father God. Lord, help us to walk in gratitude of what you have given us, Father God. Lord, we're not entitled to anything you give us, Lord. And we just praise you for it. We thank you. We give you all the glory tonight, Father. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you would be with Senator Lindsey Graham's family at what suddenly has happened, Lord. Father, I pray that this would draw them closer to you and not farther away, Father, but that they would not get into grief, but they would have deliverance, Father God, because you work all things together for good. We praise you and we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who are jumping on during prayer. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Once again, we're going to ask if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, hit the notification bell. We would very much appreciate it. So we're going to get into some heavy stuff tonight, prophetically, about what the hey is going on right now in the nation, because there are some things that have just happened that have sent a shock to the system of Washington, D.C. And there's prophecy with this, and we're going to prophetically get into it. In fact, a post that we put out yesterday is going viral right now. Now, we praise the Lord that for its reach, but the reason it's going viral, it's sad what is transpiring. We are watching certain things in this time in America's 250th year transpire, and we're going to talk about why, because there's some very specific reasons for that. So on June 30th, 2026, the broadcast was America's prophetic alarm. The word from the Lord of June 30th, 2026, I started it and I said, it's going to be a jostling, jarring July, aggressive attempts in August, and an SOS sound the alarm in September. And boy, did everyone get jarred over the weekend with what happened. There is a very serious changing of the guard that has begun to take place in the Republican Party, and the Lord is allowing it. Now, there's a huge difference between the Lord doing something and the Lord allowing something to occur and not intervening. There's a big difference. Now, right now, the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, should be what goes through the Republican Party right now in Congress. That should be the heart posture right now in the midst of what we see unfolding. Now, first, we have strange events surrounding Mitch McConnell, his hospitalization, the pics and rehab he's posting that everyone's calling into question. Remember, August 3rd is the cutoff of that special election for his seat. After August 3rd, you can't have a special election anymore for his seat. So just keep that in mind. That hospitalization happened June 14th, President Donald Trump's birthday. The day of President Donald Trump's birthday, he's hospitalized. So that's all I'm going to talk about that for now. I'm prefacing it because now over the weekend, July 11th, I believe it was, when it happened, we can put up the article for you. Senator Lindsey Graham dead at 71 after, quote, brief and sudden illness, office says. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, died Saturday evening following a brief and sudden illness, according to a statement from his office. He was 71. On the evening of Saturday, July 11th, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham passed away from a brief and sudden illness, his office said. Senator Graham's family appreciates prayers at this time and asks for privacy during this incredibly difficult period. So the article continued, but that's all we're going to read for now. First of all, please pray for his family, because this is very hard on a family when this suddenly happens. You have to show mercy. So please pray for his family. No matter how you feel about Lindsey Graham, it is the right thing to do biblically right now to pray for his family. Now, what's strange is the day this comes out, Mitch McConnell suddenly breaks his silence. So the day this comes out about the death of Lindsey Graham, suddenly Mitch McConnell, another high-ranking Republican, breaks his silence about why he's been MIA for almost a month. Now, I want to play this short for you, and then we're going to get into the prophecies, and we're going to get into some other things that are all connecting. Some of this stuff is going to shock you when we start making these prophetic connections. But we have a short to show you that I released, I believe, It was over the weekend, I think we released it, maybe. It was Saturday, I think this short was released. So we're going to play for you right before this happened. Saturday, this short is released, and this is what's said in it. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. This is breaking and a prophetic alert. There is a fresh assassination plot that has been uncovered against President Trump. There is an interesting warning in the midst of this we have to pay attention to. This is what it says. Israel shares intelligence warning. Iran plotted new assassination attempt against Trump as Iranian mourners at Khomeini's funeral displayed a banner that said, quote, we will kill Trump as IRGC threats mount. Israel recently shared intelligence with the United States indicating Iran had developed a fresh plan to assassinate President Donald Trump, according to a Wall Street Journal report on Thursday. That's important. That was the 9th. The reported intelligence would mark an escalation in the longstanding threats against Trump, who Iran has repeatedly vowed to retaliate against for the 2020 U.S. strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. Now, July 9th, this fresh assassination plot is reported. It is also the same day of the burial of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Iran. Today is July 11th now. Two things happened today. Trump said that he has 1,000 missiles locked and loaded if Iran targets him. And also the new leader of Iran is vowing revenge for his father's death. This all transpired and came out in the window from July 9th to July 11th. 9/11. Trump's presidency is equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. And on July 4th, when the Ayatollah's funeral began and we entered our 250th year as a nation, it is the 19th day of the first month on the Islamic calendar, or 9/11. This is not an accident that this keeps happening. It keeps coming up in these events happening. This is a warning we have to pay attention to intercede and pray, because I believe July to September, this window is going to be a doozy. Now, let me read to you the word of the Lord from July 3rd, 2025. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood. Yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their neck, says the Lord. And for such, the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. They just revoked that license from them to sell oil. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leader, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. In Esther 2, Persian guards conspired against the leader. And now what's happening? This evidence is coming forth that in this time, Persian guards are conspiring against the leader. Continue to be watchmen right now. Be in the Word of God every single day. Keep the faith. I released that morning, and Senator Lindsey Graham suddenly passed away that evening. And the July to September window is a very serious one that is going to be a doozy. And we really need to be watchful, sober-minded, and vigilant, because I'm telling you, this is one window that is going to be incredibly intense and is already proving that as we enter America's 250th year. Now, I played that as well because we're about to get into 9/11 in a minute. So I was setting that up for what I'm going to go into in a few minutes here with 9/11. Now, I want to go to the word of the Lord from May 7th, 2026, because this has to do with what just happened, what we just watched happen nationally and unfold and transpire. This is it. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging and a cleansing that publicly will look detrimental. However, it shall bring the dross to the surface and clean out the lingering infection that has prevented it from moving forward to accomplish what it must in this time. You are about to see a separation of the refuse of the dirty deals of the alliances made in the shadows between socialist, Democrat, and Republicans. They shall be brought to the surface. They shall come forth and be exposed in a way that shall be another shock to the system of Congress. However, this must be done now for the midterms to not be weighed down in scandal. I am calling it forth now, says the Lord. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging and a cleansing that will look detrimental. It's going to happen publicly. It will look detrimental. However, it's meant to clean out the lingering infection that's going to be another shock to the system of Congress. This is what we're watching unfolding right now. Complete shock has gone through Congress and Washington with what has just happened. Now, if we go to the word of the Lord from July 3rd, 2025, it says, this was the word that was in that short Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood, yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their necks, says the Lord. And for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinned shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord. For evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. Now, there are certain videos that have come out on certain accounts that are IRGC linked that have these cartoon accounts of what is going on and what happened with Lindsey Graham, and there's other people referenced in it. We have entered the time of Esther 2. When did that plot come out, assassination plot against President Trump? July 9th. Persian guards conspiring against leaders. What did they find out? Persian guards, the IRGC, right? The Revolutionary Guard Corps, conspiring to harm the leader. We have entered that time of Esther 2. Now, this all happens just 7 days after America enters its 250th year. I want to let that sink in for a minute. 7 days after America enters its 250th year, all of this begins to unfold. Now, if you remember, I warned that that storm that hit July 4th from New York to D.C. with 80-mile-an-hour winds, which was a microburst, which is a mini tornado, was a warning of what was coming, America's 250th year. In fact, I did a whole prophetic teaching on this after we were able to get back online. Now, July 8th, I did a broadcast. The storm hit on July 4th. Was it a prophetic sign? That was the name of the broadcast. I want to play a clip for you from this because it was a warning of what we were about to see unfold. So we're going to play that clip for you now. This storm hits after a sudden socialist sweep in New York City, after Mamdani is raised up in New York City, and is a prophetic picture of what is to come. Sudden, unexpected storms within the 250th year, meant to cause damage, meant to come in a way that was not expected, meant to come in a way the administration may not be ready for. And this is going to take humbly seeking the Lord for his perspective, because this storm hits at the same time. Also, the Save America Act is being warred over. The storm hits on July 4th, the day of our independence. Now, it begins to produce a prophetic picture of what is attempting to materialize. So this is a storm as well that is meant to uproot what has become shallow, compromised, and diseased within the government, within Congress. So it's a storm that's going to look like all it's what it's doing is detrimental, but actually it is in the process too of uprooting what has become shallow, compromised, and diseased within the government, within Congress. This will go through 2027 into the nations of the earth. But that tree that doesn't want to produce fruit, if that storm was the one that was uprooted, all the other trees that were producing fruit were fine. All the other trees, the peach trees, the pear tree, they all stayed during that storm. It's the one that I'd spoken to 3 months prior and said, if you're not going to produce fruit, you have to go. Now, what's fascinating about this is that the Save America Act is being warred over when this storm hit, which was the prophetic warning of what we were about to endure as a nation, what was about to hit Congress, what was about to hit Washington, D.C., and this nation. Now, what's fascinating about what I said about the apple tree on our property, the one apple tree that's not producing fruit uprooted during the storm, the 9/11 battle of 1683, the Ottomans versus the Christians in Europe, was the battle for the golden apple. That's what that battle was about. Now, we're going to get into this incredible 911 threat and alarm that is happening through what happened to Senator Lindsey Graham. We have to take inventory of this spiritually and understand what we're marching towards here and why this keeps happening. So here it is. Lindsey Graham's birthday was July 9th. He was born on July 9th. So his birthday is July 9th. He died on July 11th. Birthday July 9th, dies July 11th. 9/11, 9/11. Now, within that same window, the new Trump assassination plot that was exposed involving Iran materializes on July 9th, the day of Lindsey Graham's birthday, okay? And then on the 11th, he dies. This occurs. All of this is transpiring within a two-year window that equals 9/11, 2025 to 2027. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. It is also, now, interestingly enough, too, I'll get into that other part in a minute, but this is all happening in the year 2026 that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11, within the year that 9/11 reaches its 25th anniversary in America's 250th year, with Trump's presidencies equaling 9/11, 45 and 47. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11, 9/11. And on top of this, Lindsey Graham dies during the trial of Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, the pre-trial. Charlie Kirk's death carried into 9/11. It happened on 9/10. It carries into 9/11. And we have all these bombshells coming out in this court hearing and all this evidence coming forth, pointing directly at a certain somebody who's sitting in the defense chair in the courtroom. This is not an accident. All of this is materializing and is gathering around this time. This is a warning. This is an alarm being sounded. This is something as a nation we have to pay attention to in America's 250th year. This is 911, 911, 911. It's a wake-up call and an alarm to the nation and what we are heading towards, leading to September and the midterms. This is what this is about. This is the alarm. This is why this keeps happening. This is why all of these things are populating around this time. This is not an accident. There are things at work and forces at work in the spirit right now that we as the church have to get heaven's perspective on if we want to cut off at the pass what's coming. That's how serious it is. There's something spiritually on the move here, and we have to recognize it. We have to wake up and realize that we're marching towards an alarm being sounded. We as the church have to heed it, intercede, and pray. Congress right now, the Republican Party, better wake up and realize what's going on and heed this and humble themselves and submit before the Lord, the leadership of the Republican Party, and do what they've been given to do in the window of grace they've been given. High leadership in the Republican Party in Congress needs to take inventory and reevaluate what they are involved in and reevaluate their lives and what they're entangled with and what their root system is connected with, because this will continue to go through the Republican Party. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging that is going to appear detrimental on the surface, but it is meant to clean out the lingering infection. This all happens too around the Save America Act. Let's put it together. Save America 911. Put that all together that's congregating together right now in this time. Look at the battle over the Save America Act. Look at 911. Look at how Lindsey Graham died. Look at how the assassination plot of Trump unfolded. Look that it's unfolding within a two-year window. Save America, that equals 9/11. In a year that 9/11 has its 25th anniversary with Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, beginning on 9/11 in America's 250th year. Save America 911. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. This is something we have to pay attention to. We have entered a heightened level of sophisticated warfare in this nation, the likes of which we have not been seen. And we as the church have been equipped by God. If we are willing to come up to the level he needs us to come up, if we're willing to come up to the standard he's requiring, if we're willing to be the watchman in this hour, because the nation needs it. Half the church is asleep at the wheel while these things are happening. And they're too worried about neutering God and making him innocent and harmless to the congregation, when we should have a healthy fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, on top of it, today, I received an email from Freedom 250 from the White House. This is what it says. On behalf of White House Task Force 250, students ages 14 to 17 are cordially invited to apply for the 2026 Patriot Games, a national competition celebrating exceptional student athletes. Okay, fine. Students will compete alongside young Americans from across the country for $250,000 in scholarship, because it's Freedom 250. The date is what got me. They will compete for this scholarships August 9th to 11th, or 911 at Spire Academy in Geneva, Ohio. Didn't they just have the G7 summit in Geneva in Switzerland? Well, this is Geneva, Ohio. This is exactly 1 month before the 25th anniversary of 9/11 and Rosh Hashanah converge. The day the trumpets are blown and the day the towers fall will converge this year, amongst all of these other things happening within 2026, including Ma'am Donnie being raised up in New York City for another Battle of Vienna, Golden Apple in the Big Apple in America's Golden Age, 9/11. This is all populating together. This is how spiritually we watch things cluster and begin to move together in a line, so the enemy can attempt to open gates. And what the Lord does is he starts sounding the alarm, and his people need to tune in to the wavelength that God is speaking through. They need to be tuned in to what he's saying. They need to understand the times and seasons that we are in, because we are supposed to be salt and light. We are supposed to be shedding light on these acts when they happen, on these events when they happen, showing what's happening in the realm of the spirit and coming into the natural and pointing people back to Almighty God and Jesus Christ. That is what we are meant to do when these things happen. Now, going further with this, January 27th, 2026, I did a broadcast. It was called An Urgent Word. Meetings, Ambushes, and Kingdoms Torn Away was the prophetic title of that broadcast. Now let me get the scripture here, because I have the verses, because Samuel is speaking to Saul. For you have rejected the word of the Lord. Hold on, we're going to do this real time, because this is important. You have rejected the word of the Lord. Amplified. Yes, I use the amplified if anyone's wondering. 1 Samuel 15. Okay. It's 1 Samuel 15. So let me just put that in here. Yep. 1 Samuel 15, 26 through 27, because we're in the year 2026. We're going into the year 2027. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. As Samuel turned to go away, Saul grabbed the hem of his robe to stop him, and it tore. Now, that's verse 26 to 27. We are in the year 2026. That alone should make leaders tremble and humble themselves before the Lord. For this will be the year of the Lord rejecting leaders. I said this January 27th, 2026 on this broadcast. This will be the year of the Lord rejecting leaders who have rejected the word of the Lord. This is also the year of the midterms. Let that sink in to how the Lord is going to deal with Congress and the administration if they reject the word of the Lord because they feared the people. This is also how leaders of other nations who have transgressed the Lord will be dealt with public rejection and then removal. Look at how many nations are following this pattern that will only intensify the further along we get in this year. I spoke that under the unction of the Holy Spirit, January 27th, 2026. That is what was said at the beginning of the year about what kind of year this was going to be when it came to Congress, when it came to leadership, when it came to kingdoms being torn away. That is what was spoken. Now, days prior to what just happened over the weekend, the Lord led me back to Nehemiah 6, which is the enemy's plot. That's the title of the chapter. So he leads me to Nehemiah 6, and I start reading Nehemiah 6 before all this transpires. I want to read to you some of Nehemiah 6 because it's fascinating given what we're watching unfold. Nehemiah 6, 1 through 3. Now, when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not set up doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me, saying, come, let us meet together at Shepharim in the plain of Ono. But they were planning to harm me. So I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work and cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave to come down to meet with you? They sent word to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same way. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in the same way the fifth time with an open letter in his hand. Okay, so those from another nation desire to meet with Nehemiah. This meeting is really an ambush, though. It's really meant to harm him. They're trying to lure him into a meeting with other nations. And this meeting is meant to be an ambush and meant to harm him. What did Lindsey Graham do right before this happened to him? He went to meet in Ukraine with the leadership of Ukraine. He went to a meeting. He went to a meeting with people from other nations. Is exactly what he did. Now, interesting enough too, they've been trying to get President Trump, right, to go to that meeting. They got him to go to the meeting in Turkey, and then there are security concerns, which we'll get into with the plane. Nehemiah 6 is at play right now. The book of Esther, chapter 2, is at play right now. Nehemiah 6, 3. This is the answer leaders in this nation should be giving when other nations involved in hostilities are asking them for a meeting. I am doing a great work. This is what Nehemiah told them. I am doing a great work and cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave to come down to meet with you? Nehemiah 6:3 should be the answer of leaders in this nation right now with when nations involved in hostilities are asking for a meeting right now. We are doing a great work here and cannot come down to meet with you. Because that was the answer Nehemiah gave, and the Lord protected him. So I sent messengers to them saying, I'm doing a great work and cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave to come down to meet with you? The Lord needs a great work to be done within this nation. That's where he needs the leadership. That's where he needs the pastors. He needs a great work to be done in this nation. And we cannot be leaving to go meet with hostile nations who want to harm our leadership. That in this time, the answer should be Nehemiah 6:3. I am doing a great work in this nation and cannot come and meet with you. Because that was Nehemiah's answer. When those who were engaged in hostilities, who were from other nations, tried to lure him into a meeting. Now, Nehemiah 6 verses 4 through 7, 47. because we're in the 47th presidency. They sent word to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same way. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in the same way the fifth time with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, it is reported among the neighboring nations, and Gashmu is saying that you and the Jews are planning to revolt, and that is the reason you are rebuilding the wall. And according to these reports, you are to be their king. Also, you have appointed prophets to make a proclamation concerning you in Jerusalem, saying there is a king in Judah, and now these things will be reported. These things will be reported to the Persian king. So come now, and let us consult together. We're going to report what you're doing to the Persian king. So you might want to come out to this meeting. Anyway, is what they're saying. Now, so at the time these ambush meetings are being set, Persia is in the picture as a ruler. These individuals are attempting to collude with Persian leadership against Nehemiah. They're attempting to collude with Persian leadership and set up ambushes. They're attempting to collude and feed Persian leadership information in order to try to take down Nehemiah. What's going on right now? Collusion with Iran, Iranian leadership, the IRGC, Persia, Iran's attempted involvement in our nation. The U.S. right now is in conflict with Iran in the 47th presidency, and this is Nehemiah 6, 4 through 7. This is what we're watching unfold real time. Now, go to Nehemiah 6, verses 9 through 11, 9-1-1. For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. Isn't that what's kind of being done with the Save America Act right now? For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. Verse 10, when I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was confined at home, he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, because they're coming to kill you, and they are coming to kill you at night. But I said, verse 11, should a man like me flee? Should someone like me enter the temple to save his life? I will not go. So Nehemiah is holding his position. You've got people telling him, so they can't bait him into a meeting. So now they're telling him, we have to go and shut you away here because they're going to try to kill you. And he holds his position and says again, I will not go. They say to him, they're coming to kill you at night. They're coming to kill you at night. Remember that. Remember that statement from Nehemiah 6, verses 4 through 7, and then 9 through 11. Just remember that statement. That statement is going to echo, is going to be in an echo chamber in this hour. Now, there is something prophetic to me that the medical examiner is saying. The medical examiner is saying it was a tear in the main artery. The main artery. I'm telling you, those words are going to resound within Congress. They said with Lindsey Graham, it was a tear in the main artery. The main artery of Congress. Watch what happens to it this year. That is a prophetic statement that is going to resound in Congress. I'm telling you it is. I'm telling you we have to take notice of that, and we have to pray into that. Now, December 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. This was a word I gave before we entered 2026 from the Lord, and it's about Congress, and this is what it says. There are meetings taking place in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia with both Democrat and Republican congressmen and women and senators. Those who head up committees, these are closed door meetings concerning the 2026 midterms. Mitch McConnell's on one of those committees, by the way. These are closed door meetings concerning the 2026 midterm, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, these meetings, they spread out the nation in districts like bargaining chips on a table, and they are attempting to make dangerous deals against the American people with those who claim to be elephants, willing to give up key districts and control for entitlements and certain bills to further give those in Congress security, securities, exchange, and foreign exchange, says the Lord. They are attempting to sell the midterms to a party they know has been radicalized to keep their power, says the Lord, and their seat, says the Lord. They are willing to bargain away the people's safety and dismantle the avenues and tributaries that have begun to open up to give the people relief. They are attempting to make deals to block such and make a pact and an oath with donkeys and mutated beasts in order to secure their seats, says the Lord. This shall be openly exposed, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Speaker Johnson, man of faith, you have a choice, says the Lord. Remain silent or rise up. Expose and dismantle these plans that will attempt to place an embargo and blockade upon the administration, says the Lord. It's interesting that all blockades are going up around the world right now. Isn't it interesting? The blockade around Venezuela, says the Lord, is a manifestation of what in the spirit needs to surround America. What in the spirit seeks to surround America through rogue congressmen and women that are willing to place the American people upon a block to be sold, says the Lord. If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, and you will not escape the great sifting that will occur in Congress that I, the Lord, will allow if my will and instructions are not carried out by those I have appointed, says the Lord. I, the Lord, see the dangerous deals, a deal that makes a path to impeachment, a deal that allows heads of justice and defense to be removed through accusations that shall arise if these deals being made are allowed to take effect November 2026, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, see the foreign liquidity that is making such deals harder to resist. However, those who take such, their indiscretion shall be exposed, says the Lord. For some who are leaving Congress are suddenly leaving to attempt to avoid the transitions that are set to take place, says the Lord. Satan is presenting a table of wealth, influence, and power in greater measure for 2026 as a key to 2028. Who holds that key holds a great advantage, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord shall re-enter Congress, says the Lord, and these meetings shall be exposed, and it will shock you who attended and who was present, says the Lord. For some who are yelling the loudest for justice have bargained it away for earthly security and undermined the will of the people, says the Lord. A coup has been arranged at these meetings before 2026 in order to place a more controllable puppet at the helm of such, says the Lord. If Speaker Johnson remains silent, says the Lord, this coup will rise and it will cause an uproar in Congress and in the nation, says the Lord, where emergency meetings will be called with the Cabinet, Department of Defense, and Department of Justice. That was December 20th, 2025, this word. This was given way before all of these things began to unfold. And now we're watching what is unfolding as America enters its 250th year. Now, March 12th, 2026, the broadcast that I did, Prophetic Alert, Sleeper Cells, Iran, and Drone Attack was the title of it. Now, on that broadcast, I said, on March 10th, 2026, at approximately 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right after the broadcast, I heard in my spirit, Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. And I said on this broadcast, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27 is going to align with these years that we're in. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Verse 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Verse 27, and the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. It's identical to verse 25, except for the outcome. And it fell, and great and complete was its fall. The word for house in this is oikos, which comes from another word, oikonomos, which means, I believe that's how you say it, economy, a group of leaders. It doesn't mean just somebody's individual house. It's greater than that. So those who build their economy, their house, their body of leadership, that's what Congress is. It's called the house, but it's a body of leadership. The Lord is warning leaders in this, that if you build the economy, you build your body of leadership on sand, the rain and the storms and the torrents and the floods are going to come. And it says, and it fell, but it's not a fall like you think. It's a descent and going into a posture on the ground, a flat posture. So it's a descent that ends up in a flat face down posture. That's what that means. And I had warned on multiple broadcasts that this was a word that was attached to Congress, that was attached to the nation. And we're watching what's unfolding and what's beginning to now go through Congress. We have to understand something before I continue. I want to say something. Hello, honey. Almighty God is not a partisan God. You cannot listen for the Lord and think that all he's going to do is prophesy against the Democrats and never touch the Republicans. He's not a partisan God. He is independent of both political systems, which means both political systems are brought before his throne to be examined and judged. We cry out for the Lord to deal with the Democratic Socialists and to deal with the Democrats and to deal with the liberals. At least we know what we're dealing with there. We've got mutated beasts within the Republican Party that have been masquerading as something they are not. And the Lord has given a window of grace for leadership in Washington, D.C. to accomplish certain things. And because there are certain things now that are not happening in Congress, there are certain games being played, rebellions being raised, revolt that is percolating, Cora's rebellion in the 250 that's percolating. We see now what's going through the Republican Party. We see now that there is a lingering infection in the Republican Party that has to be cleaned out, because Almighty God needs people in there that are going to listen to him and that are going to speak for him and that are going to do his bidding in this hour. In this hour of 9-1-1, the Republicans better wake up and realize that, do you remember, and I believe this is the Holy Spirit right now, I perceive bringing this to my spirit real time. I had warned that when America was rededicated back to God, that when that covenant was made May 17th, 2026, that now the leadership of this nation was going to be judged by that covenant, that it was a very serious thing to make a covenant and reestablish it with Almighty God, because the leadership of the nation and Congress was going to be weighed by the legal ramifications and the legal parameters of that covenant. And we are watching this all unfold as well after this covenant was made. Leadership of the nation is being held up to the covenant that was reestablished. It's a very serious thing to reestablish a covenant in this nation. It's a very serious thing to rededicate it back to God and mend that agreement, because now you must lead according to that covenant. Your actions, what you do, your heart posture, what you do in your position is weighed according to that covenant. And we watched that covenant be reestablished. America entered its 250th year, and all of this began because that covenant is meant to clean out what is in rebellion against it. You see, when David faced Goliath, that covenant judged between the two of them. And Goliath was in rebellion, and Goliath was the one removed and cleaned out because that covenant stood as a judge between David and Goliath. And that covenant now that has been reestablished in this nation is standing as a judge. When it comes to leadership, when it comes to those in Congress, it's standing as a judge because Almighty God is the establisher, the righteous judge of that covenant. So we have to understand that this is at play. This covenant being reestablished now is weighing the acts of the government, the acts of leadership, the acts of Congress. It's being weighed in this hour. This is why it is so important that leaders humble themselves before the Lord and watch what they say and do and walk with a fear of the Lord, not the pride of the flesh. The fear of the Lord is what is needed this year, not the pride of the flesh, because the pride of the flesh will bring a snare. It is an announcer of destruction, and it brings a fall. Now, speaking of this, I want to put this up, this Fox News article, please, because this all ties together, people. You'll see how all ties together. Mamdani officials plan meeting with Iran envoy shut down by State Department. This was all unfolding between the July 9th to the July 11th window as well. 9-1-1. So in the middle of what's happening with assassination plots and Lindsey Graham, Mamdani officials plan to meet with an Iran envoy, and it was shut down by the State Department. A senior official in New York City, Mayor Zohran Mamdani's administration, planned to meet with Iran's ambassador to the United Nations before the State Department reportedly intervened and the meeting was canceled. Commissioner Anna Maria Arkila, leader of the Mamdani administration's Office of International Affairs, was scheduled to meet with Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amir Sayed Erivani, Tuesday, the City Journal first reported. Now, this all unfolds in the window of July 9th to July 11th, 9-1-1. Battle of Vienna, 1683, for the Golden Apple, 9-1-1. New York City is the Big Apple. Trump says we've entered America's golden age. There's your golden apple. Now, this man, Zohran Mamdani, has Haman hidden in his name. Haman is from the book of Esther, the enemy for the people of the people of God from the line of Amalek that put out the decrees of destruction. See, you can spell Haman from his name. So he's got Haman hidden in his name. He's trying to meet with Persian leadership and speak to the king. What did Haman do? He met with Persian leadership to speak to the king in the book of Esther. Esther 3. Verses 7 through 8. Now, it's interesting, 7 through 8, 78, because that's when the Iranian revolution began, and it ended in 79. Esther 3, 7 through 8. In the first month, the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, Haman cast pur, that is the lot, cast before him day after day to find a lucky day to approach the king. Month after month until the 12th month, the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed amongst the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of all the other people, and they do not observe the king's laws. Why was Haman meeting with Persian leadership? Why was Haman trying to meet with the king as the man Zohran Mamdani that has Haman in his name is trying to meet with Persian leadership? Esther 3 verses 9 through 11 is the answer. 9-1-1. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who carry out the king's business to put into the king's treasuries. Then the king removed his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. Verse 11, the king said to Haman, the silver is given to you and the people also to do with them as you please. Zoram Mamdani wants the silver given to him and the people also to do with them as he pleases. He is a man that has Haman written in his name that is now trying to meet with Persian leadership. He is following the parallel of the book of Esther. We are going to go through the entire book of Esther by the end of this man's term, and I don't believe he's going to serve his full term. We are going to follow the book of Esther before the end of his term. Esther 2 is at play as well. In Esther 2, Persian guards conspire to take out leadership, conspire to kill leadership. We are watching the book of Esther unfold in different chapters in different areas of the nation right now before our very eyes. We are watching it unfold in New York City. We are watching it unfold in Esther 2 with what happened with the new Iranian Guard Corps assassination plot against President Trump. The book of Esther is unfolding before our very eyes, page by page. And this is why this 911 alarm keeps being sounded. We are watching this happen in New York City, which is the capital. Susa was the capital in the book of Esther. New York City is where the covenant of the United States of America was originally made and ratified by George Washington, who said, if America ever strayed from the Lord would lift his hand and remove his hand of protection from America. That original covenant rests in New York City, where all of this is now transpiring. Now, on top of all of this happening, there's something else unfolding in the mist here. And we're going to show you this article that just came out today, but this unfolded in the past 4 days. House Democrat calls new Air Force One a security risk for Trump. Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, called President Trump's new Air Force One, you know, the one that Qatar gave him, a security risk as the plane faces controversy for its level of security. The actual Air Force One, not the Qatari version, looks like a plane, but it's got some capabilities that you wouldn't believe, Himes told Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union. For one, in-air refueling is one of those remarkable things that is really critical for the president's plane, because if something happens, ranging from nuclear war to an airfield not being accessible or whatever, that plane needs to be refueled, he continued. Himes added later that it's a security risk for the president to be flying this thing around, meaning the Qatari plane he was gifted, when discussing the plane. I still feel there is something hidden in that plane that they haven't found yet. That's there. The New York Times reported Wednesday that the Secret Service advised Trump not to leave a NATO summit in Turkey on the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One. Sources said Trump left Ankara, which is Turkey, on the older Air Force One out of an abundance of caution for a potential threat from Iran, per the Times. So he is encouraged because Iran might be looking to shoot the plane out of the sky because it doesn't have the capabilities that the old Air Force One has, the original Air Force One has. Now the security risks with Air Force One and this gifted plane, which I call a Trojan horse, is beginning to arise. Now, I want to go to the word of the Lord from June 21st, 2026, because what we just saw happen here is the precursor to this. It's the precursor. It's the beginnings of this prophetic word coming to pass. June 21st, 2026. For they are aiming for the head and vision of the eagle, says the Lord. In their scope, says the Lord. It shall be attached to a symbolic time of your nation heading to the midterm, says the Lord. They shall attempt tragedy within that window. September to the midterm, says the Lord. An attempt to pluck the eagle out of the sky. An attempt to pluck the eagle out of the sky, to cause the nation to watch it fall in order to reverse course in America and march it back to the slave block. And it shall be those who were red but have now made a deal that shall be caught in assisting in this intricate plot to take power. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for it can be thwarted and exposed before the nation and cause the nation to humble itself even more and leadership alike. For the enemies within shall be caught in communications that will shock the nation, says the Lord. Will attempt to shoot the eagle out of the sky. Those planes were switched because of that type of threat. So this is the precursor. This is the foreshadowing, what we are watching, of what was being said in this word. This is it, the precursor and the foreshadowing of what's being said. I'm telling you, as we get closer to 9/11, September 11th, and the midterms, like contractions, these incidents are getting closer and closer and closer. The spiritual war is getting greater and greater and greater and coming into the natural. And we really need to ask the Lord for heaven's perspective in order to understand what's coming, what is happening, and how we as the church need to intervene, pray, speak God's word, speak the word of the Lord, speak into the vein of situations, speak with the faith and power and authority from on high that we have been given through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ himself said, "Behold, I have given unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy," not some of the power, not part of the power, not part of the time, all the power of the enemy, "so nothing shall by any means hurt you." We are watching all of this become louder and louder and louder of an alarm as we have entered America's 250th year within this 2025 to 2027 window that equals 9/11. And you know what happens in 2027? A Jewish leap year, known as a pregnant year. A Jewish leap year has double Purims. Purim Katan, little Purim, and Purim, Adar 1 and Adar 2, which means double decrees of destruction can go out. So you have Purim Blood Moon 2025, Purim Blood Moon 2026, double Purims. And we're watching the Book of Esther play out amidst these years, out of New York City, out of Washington, D.C., Esther 2, we're watching play out. We're watching Esther chapter 3 play out when Haman is trying to now meet with the Persian king in order to get these decrees of destruction that he wants to get put through out of New York City. This is not an accident, people, that this is happening. We are watching profound and incredible biblical parallels unfold before our very eyes. And we as the church need to recognize it. This is our guide. This is our manual. This is where we go to for instruction, for insight, for wisdom, to understand strategy, to understand spiritually what's happening, to understand what's going on. This is our manual. This is it. And we need to understand that this is not a one-dimensional book. It is a multidimensional book that goes into the spirit realm that is living and active and current for every generation. It's not a book of the ancient. It's a book that not only contains the keys to what's happening today, but what's coming in the future, because it is God breathed and God is already in the future speaking to us in the present in order to navigate us into that future position. These things don't line up by accident. They don't line up randomly. We are watching some serious spiritual forces at work in this nation that wants to destroy the trajectory that America is on. America has a special assignment. We have sent out missionaries into all the world almost. Almost all the world has been evangelized. Not quite yet. But almost all the world has been evangelized by what has been sent forth out of America. America was raised up to be a beacon of light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go into the nations. It's got a mandate and a commission that God birthed it, and birthed it in war, and birthed it out of battle, and raised it up in freedom and liberty. in order that the gospel could be freely not only preached here and Almighty God freely worshiped here in spirit and in truth, but to send out evangelists and missionaries into the nations of the earth, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ. Fox News is not the good news. CNN is not the good news. MSNBC is not the good news. The good news is contained in this book of Jesus Christ and what he did for us, dying on Calvary and paying a price for sin that we deserve to pay. That is the good news. That is the news that has been sent forth. This transforming news that changes eternal matters for people that has been sent forth into the nations. And the enemy wants to stop the gospel from being evangelized in the whole world. And why does he want to stop that? Because then the end comes. Because then the latter events of the book of Revelation happen. Then he's judged and thrown into the lake of fire. He does not want the gospel reaching to the ends of the earth. And America has been given a mandate by God himself in order to do that. Remember, God chose Israel. America chose God. It's a very interesting parallel of the old covenant and the new covenant. In the old covenant, God chose who to make a covenant with. In the new covenant, we choose to make a covenant with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. America and Israel are actually a reflection of the old and the new covenant coming together. Jew and Gentile grafted into the same covenant. That's what it's a reflection of. And so the enemy does not want America to succeed in its ultimate purpose and mandate. It wants to cut it short, destroy it, bring it down, cause it to chase after the Baals, shed innocent blood. It wants to compromise leadership. It wants to leave, the enemy wants to lead leadership astray, destroy leadership early, bring leadership down early, take their lives, pluck them out of the sky. And we have to recognize the alarm going off and the time we're in and what Almighty God is requiring of us in this season. The deepness that he's requiring us to go. He's requiring us to go deeper so we can go higher. He's requiring us to come up to a standard. He's requiring of us to go deeper in the spirit, to understand the Bible at a deeper level, to understand the times and seasons of what is happening right now around us and how from a biblical perspective, it is paralleling events across the earth. That's what we've been called into. That's what we've been called into. Half the church doesn't recognize what time it is. Half the church does not recognize the hour of urgency that we are in. We can't fall asleep at the wheel on this one. We can't become complacent on this one. We cannot abandon the purpose for this one because America will be lost. We need to see it from that perspective, to understand the urgency. And you go, well, what can I do? What can I contribute? God has called you and equipped you all for such a time. Are you willing to come into the battle? Are you willing to be the Calebs and the Joshuas that see with the vision of heaven and the jurisdiction of covenant, the land and the scape of the land and the fact that there may be giants in the land and there may be idolatry in the land and there may be turmoil in the land, but God has given us a mandate to take the land. This is the hour of Caleb and Joshua. This is the hour of them being raised up, understanding what is happening in the land, the opposition in the land. But God has already, from a covenant perspective, from his court, from his throne, given us the land if we will only go in and do what he is requiring us to do and fight the battles he's asking us to fight. He is with us. That covenant is with us. He has already ruled in our favor, and we need to go in and take it. That's the hour. If the administration would only look at it from that perspective, This is the hour. You've got the 10 spies that are trying to discourage people from going into the land and fulfilling the mandate God has given. And you've got Caleb and Joshua filled with the Spirit of the Lord, filled with the conviction of God, understanding the jurisdiction of heaven's courts and what that covenant affords. This is the hour of that. Caleb and Joshua were equipped far different than Moses. Moses was only equipped to take the people so far. He wasn't equipped to fight for the land. You have to understand, Caleb and Joshua have a far different skill set. They look different. They act different because they are equipped for such a time when it takes to actually fight and take the land. This is why you've got your Calebs and Joshuas being raised up in pastors right now in churches that had Moses. And Moses could only take them so far. And the church is still longing for Moses. And guess what? Moses isn't equipped to take you in the terrain of the land that we have before us and the battle we have before us. It's Caleb and Joshua that is needed in the church right now. It's those warriors, that breed of equipped warrior that is needed in order to rally the congregations and rally the people and bring the battle cry and petition heaven and encourage them in their fight and speak to them about the importance of covenant. That is the hour the church is entering. And it took cleaning out Korah's rebellion and Moses finishing his duties to bring Caleb and Joshua up. If you don't let Moses go, you can't go in and take the land, because Moses isn't allowed to go in and fight for the land. So church, that's a word for the church right now in the midst of this. That's a word for the church in the midst of this. So keep that in mind. Praise the Lord. I could keep preaching. I could keep going, but we gotta land this plane, guys, tonight. We gotta land this plane. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have a couple of announcements. First and foremost, Prince came home today. So thank you for all your prayers and support. Prince, our 34-year-old horse at the sanctuary, there he is at the equine hospital getting ready to come home. Our team went and picked him up. They did film, so we will be putting that out tomorrow. You're going to see Prince's journey home. Remington was thrilled to see him, our neighbor's horse. And so Prince is well. He is home. I'm prophesying this horse is going to live past 40 in the name of Jesus Christ. We're just going to keep prophesying into Prince's life that this horse is going to live past 40 as a sign and as a wonder. So thank you for all your prayers for Prince. He is home. So we're thrilled about that. Also, I'm going to put up both, but we have Brace for Impact and the Revelationary War. If you haven't read the Revelationary War 2, we'll get into that in a minute. But you could go to arcofgrace.org. You can click on Brace for Impact. It'll take you to Amazon. You can order it. This book goes up to 2028. And on Amazon, too, is the Revelationary War. This is the first book in this series that the Lord had me write. We have entered a heightened level of revelationary war with what is happening in this nation and the earth right now. This is the revelationary war right now that we are in. So if you haven't read this, you can get it on Amazon as well. Brace for Impact is the sequel to that. So read this now, because I have a third book that is coming out early next year. And it's we'll announce soon the title of the book and the cover, because it's quite profound in this series of what the Lord is having me do with writing these books. So we just encourage you, if you can, go to Amazon. You can pick them up. But it contains a lot of prophetic explanation for what we see unfolding. So praise the Lord for that. Also, I'm going to be at Engage Ministries later on in August. So August 22nd, I'm going to do a prophetic workshop. And a prayer from 10 a.m. to noon. August 23rd, I'll be preaching their Sunday morning service. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events. It is free. We look forward to seeing all of you in Lowell, Arkansas for this event. And we're just going to put up our two sponsors at the end. So we have Sentry H2O. Sentry H2O is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system. They also not only have them for your whole house, they have a portable one you can hook up to your hose for your horses, livestock, dogs. It removes harmful toxins. It increases pH. It is a very easy installation. Their filter lasts up to a year. And in the age of what's happening with our water, our food, it is so important for you and your pets and your livestock to have clean water. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Sentry H2O. You can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. They have so many incredible products for you to choose from that is right for you, your home. It can go in an RV. It can go in an apartment. It can go in a barn, in a home. So please go check out Sentry H2O and what they have to offer. Also, we're going to put up Rafa. Dr. Sherwood and I created Rafa. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, and it actually is Rafa for women. It is meant to work with a woman's system. Everything we go through as women in life, changes we go through, this is meant to support a woman's system. We have some things on the screen it has helped others with. And so if you would like to make this a dietary supplement in your life, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on Rafa today. Praise the Lord. We want to thank our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for joining us tonight. We so appreciate your help. And we will be back on later on in the week. So we will announce when that's going to be. I think most likely it might be Thursday, but we will be announcing. But please go check out the shorts on this as well that we have put out. We praise God for how much traction they have gotten and continue to really press into the Lord in this time to see things from heaven's perspective. So we want to encourage you in the word as we close. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms on the screen for you to read as well and to study. Ephesians 1:16-20 and 3:14-19. I speak those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. We have Hebrews 11, incredible book on faith. We encourage you to go read that as well. It is just an incredible, incredible teaching and writing on faith. So we also want to encourage you to go read Esther chapter 3 and Esther chapter 2, given what is unfolding in this nation, as well as Nehemiah chapter 6. So thank you everyone for joining us. Esther hung in there with Mama through the whole broadcast. You were so good. You hung in there with Mama. Everybody loved you. They saw you up there. Oh, you're cute when you want to be. Yep. She's spicy. Don't let her fool you. Don't let Esther fool you for a minute. She is spicy. She's a spicy, spicy girl. So God bless everyone. We love you. Keep the faith, and we'll see you back on later in the week.